everybody. Alex Newman here with Conversations That Matter. We have a very special guest for you today. Her name is Jenny Graninger. She is the leader of the Moms for Liberty in San Luis Obispo out in California. And she has been one of the leading figures in the charge against the vaccine mandates for children in California, using a variety of methods. And especially we're interested in the statewide sit out that just occurred. Jenny has been right at the center of this. I'm a big fan of Moms for Liberty. We've got chapters all across Florida. I've actually spoken for some of them, and they're doing amazing work. And, you know, I've said for the last few months here, I think the education establishment took a step too far, and now they have roused a sleeping giant, and that is moms concerned about the well-being of children. No amount of calling them domestic terrorists and demonizing them and calling them fringe or anything like that is going to deter them. Jenny, thank you for coming on the program, and tell us about this statewide sit-out that you guys did. I understand it was extremely successful.
Yeah, it was extremely successful. I was very pleased. We're getting reports anywhere at any one school site within our county, San Luis Obispo, of between 20% and 57% that participated. And to give some perspective on that, each school district, you know, throughout California, we've been seeing a annual decline in enrollment anywhere between 1% and 2%. And so each school board budgets for that. So if they were to see a 20% over 1% to 2% decline in enrollment, if the vaccine mandate were to go into effect, that would be significant.
Excellent. And so talk to us a little bit about the rationale behind the sit out. Why did you guys decide to do that? And what's your next step? I mean, I guess Governor Newsom has now signed this mandate. All California children in schools are required to have these shots, and yet it sounds like a lot of parents are going to put up with it. So walk us through what's going on and where you guys are going next.
Yeah, the governor hasn't signed anything yet. He simply did a press briefing in which he made it known what his intentions were, which is to go through, have the California Department of Public Health mandate the vaccine come either January, he wasn't specific about the date, as early as January, or potentially not until the, you know, July, which really would be the start of next school year. If it is through the California Department of Public Health and it's a mandate, that's not a law, but school districts we're seeing already are abiding by those. And then there would be some exemptions that would be put in place. However, we're already hearing from school districts that any children that have an exemption would be relegated to distance learning only. There would be no in-person school offered for those students. The other option that the governor is trying to do is to go through the legislature and have them add this vaccine to the current law already in place with the other mandated vaccines. That law currently allows for any new vaccines to still have a medical exemption. However, that is extremely difficult to obtain those. And even if someone did, they again would have to do distance learning. So just knowing that that's coming down the line is what has spurred parents into action.
And so what's next then? I know there's a lot of parents who have drawn a line in the sand, and there are no circumstances, no amount of government pressure that's going to convince them to inject their children with this thing. Have you guys planned for this yet? Are you thinking the state's going to back down, or where do you guys go from here?
Yeah, we have planned for it. And we, aside from the vaccine mandate, already parents were very unhappy with the mask mandate. So we had started a Google Doc that families could sign up on called a pod interest survey. And really it's a tool that allows them to connect with each other, find other families that are also wanting to disenroll their children and do a private, you know, homeschooling pod or co-op. And so it's also a place that teachers can sign up on there if they're wanting to teach in a pod. And if you have a location in which a pod could take place, you can also sign up on that interest survey. And so it kind of marries the three components together. And we have over 300 families that have signed up on that interest survey. At the beginning of this school year, a church agreed to be a location, and we have a K through six already going through there. It's not a school, it's a co-op. And so it's, you know, individual families that are joining together to pool their resources.
Awesome. Yeah. And I understand what you guys are doing there is very significant. Just in your county, you guys have, what is it, 1,700 members in your chapter, and there's chapters popping up across the state. Looks like in what was it, Bakersfield, California, you had 70% sit out during the sit out. I mean, these are huge, huge numbers. I mean, this is something that probably should be on the front page of every newspaper in the nation. And yet they're just sweeping it under the rug, keeping it quiet, acting like everybody's just going along as normal. And yet that is not the case. Jenny, before we let you go, tell us a little bit about Moms for Liberty. I know it's a very new group. I think you guys popped up actually this year. And it seems to me everywhere I go, and I'm traveling all across the country giving talks, everywhere I go, hey, I'm with Moms for Liberty. And, you know, now they reached out to my wife. So this is like, you know, grassroots on fire. Tell us a little bit about the group, what you guys are hoping to accomplish, and how moms, if they're interested, can get involved.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, and just to clarify too, with the sit out, teachers participated in that as well. It wasn't just students. So there was a number of teachers and even administrators that are letting their districts know that this is not going to work for them. And so Moms for Liberty is a nonprofit, nonpartisan group. It's national. And we have a board of directors for each chapter. And our goals are everything from fighting against the mask mandate, the vaccine mandate, to our state curriculum with the sex ed, the, you know, that's currently over the top and just so unhealthy for kids to be learning what they're proposing. And also the CRT and all of the curriculum, Common Core, all of it that has not been working and has been keeping our education system in California almost in dead last position. We need to fix it.
Yeah, what a mess, huh? Well, Jenny, we really appreciate it. And if some mom somewhere in America was watching this and wanted to get involved, what's the best way for them to connect?
The best way for them to connect is to go to momsforliberty.org. That's our national website. They can look and see if there is a chapter already in their community. And if there's not, then they can find who's closest to them, or they can easily start a chapter where they are. So once they find a chapter that they want to join, they simply need to click on it. The chapter chair information, how to contact us, is right there.
Excellent. Well, Jenny, we thank you so much for what you're doing. Thank you for coming on and sharing your insight with us. And let's keep in touch. Please keep us posted on what happens in California with these vaccine mandates and the sit outs and all the other great things you guys have planned. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you as well.
Absolutely. All right, folks, that was Jenny Greininger. She is the head of the Moms for Liberty chapter in San Luis Obispo, one of the key players in this statewide sit out to protest these proposed vaccine mandates, these COVID-19 shot mandates for children. And guys, this is happening nationally. California is kind of the tip of the spear, is where the stuff is getting crazier the quickest. And so it's also where the activists are having to deal with this in the most significant manner. But don't think that because you're not in California, they're not coming for you. They are everywhere. These mandates are coming down all over the place. It's not just California. If it's not in your community, it will be soon. So get involved. Thanks again for watching, guys. I'm Alex Newman. This is Conversations That Matter. Please share it out. And until next time, God bless you all.